It's another beautiful autumn day across eastern New York and western New England. Under mainly sunny skies, temperatures have moved up into the upper 60s and low 70s this afternoon with low levels of humidity. The weather will remain quiet for about the next 24 hours. Then a cold front will come through late tomorrow night into Thursday with a chance for a few showers. And then there are additional chances for showers at times for Friday and the weekend. Though at this point, it appears that no day will be a complete washout. Right now, things are very, very pleasant. We have high pressure in control, and it will hold on for tonight. So we're looking at another mainly clear and seasonably cool night across the area, with overnight lows mainly in the 40s. And like the past few nights, some areas of locally dense fog are likely to form later tonight into tomorrow morning. So for some of us, we'll encounter fog heading out the door in the morning. Any areas of fog will tend to lift by about mid-morning, and we're looking at sunshine to start off the day tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will warm up pretty well. In fact, some spots could touch 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon, or at least be pretty darn close. So we're looking at highs up into the 70s tomorrow. It'll be slightly more humid than today, but by no means oppressive. Later in the day tomorrow, a cold front will approach from the northwest, so we're likely to see more clouds in the mix tomorrow afternoon, especially northwest of Albany, but some of the high clouds are likely to come into at least the capital region. There might be a late-day shower northwest of Albany, but most of the rain will hold off until tomorrow night. And as the front sweeps through the area tomorrow night into Thursday, it's going to weaken and basically fizzle out, so there's a chance for some showers tomorrow night, maybe a leftover shower Thursday morning with some clouds to start the day, but then that front will sink to the south, drier air will come in, and we will brighten up on Thursday afternoon. Then on Friday, that front will lift back to the north as a warm front, and a little ribbon of rain, or at least some showers, looks to come into the area on Friday, so we'll keep an eye on that, but there's a chance for at least some showers at times as we head into Friday, and then that front will continue to lift to the north, and it should warm up heading into Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of locally dense fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, warm with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of locally dense fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, warm with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of locally dense fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of locally dense fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sunshine and afternoon clouds, warm with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with the chance of an early shower, then increasing sunshine with highs mainly in the 70s. And on Friday, partly sunny with the chance for a few showers with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.